Now, we stay in Hereford, where students have been given the chance to pitch their ideas for future programmes to the Royal Television Society today, maybe even get their foot in the door for future jobs. The Year 9 students at Elston Business College have been taking part in workshops where they got the chance to create a new TV programme and then sell it to the judges. The winners now go through to the Midlands Final, which was won last year by Webley High School. Our reporter Nicola Goodwin was one of the judges.
Andrew, we're somewhere you know really, really well. We're in the dinner hall at Elston. I know you spent loads of time here. That stage where, yes, you came second in Britain's Got Talent or whatever it was. He's never got over that, girls, but they didn't come second today. And with the winning group who pitched their idea for a television programme and go through to the next stage of the Royal Television Society's competition. It's all very exciting. First of all, what was your idea called? What was your programme all about?
Living without one, like, sort of village or thing got... Well, they all got injections, sort of thing. One village didn't and survived.
It's a kind of a game show come horror. Was that what your idea was all about? That it was something that was a bit scary but would engage people as well?
Kind of, but it was just mainly to get people's attention and make them aware of different things and,
you know, original thoughts, I guess.
You all look really scared. Was it really scary doing the presentation as well?
Yeah.
Did any of you enjoy it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed working as a group and, like, expressing our ideas.
Probably the best bit was working as a team. And then I think the worst was, I don't know, I found it quite scary doing the presentation.
Is it scary now I'm going round and interviewing you all as well?
Yeah.
So Lainey started the day not wanting to come in school at all and not ready to get involved in all this. And she's pitched in and she stood up and she spoke as well, which is fantastic.
And did you enjoy it? Was it a bit more interesting than normal lessons for you?
I did. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. Again, I was a bit wary at the start of the day. I didn't quite know how the year group would respond to it. And they did. They worked really hard. And I'm very impressed. And as I said to the children then, I got goosebumps when I was listening to the presentation and the work that had gone into it. So, yeah, no, I'm really, really impressed.
And Jane, when we were at school, there wasn't really that many jobs in the media, was there? There wasn't a chance to actually get a programme idea like that on television. Now there's so many opportunities.
And days like today are really important because not only are we looking at showing people how they can get into jobs in the media and giving them a little bit of a taster, but it's also about them developing their transferable skills for whatever job they go into. So skills that are needed by employers, teamwork, presentation, which they've all hated but they've all done, the creativity, communication skills, all these skills aren't really taught in a lesson but are actually vital for us to keep going.
And final question, guys, you've got to do it all over again. Does that make you feel really, really pleased? I can look at your faces. So scared, nervous or pleased to have another go?
I'm excited because I don't like speaking, but standing up there in front of like the whole year nine wasn't that bad. It was just exciting sort of thing. So it's going to be quite fun doing it again.
I did spend a lot of time in that dinner hall. And not far from there was the principal's office, which I also spent a little time in. That's Jane Green from the Royal Television Society, Lou Tarring, Head of English, and the winning students from Elston Business College's auditions, I guess, for future programmes for the Royal Television Society. Nicola Goodwin with them. And well done.